Last time I talked about a great book that came out last year, The Warbler Guide, and how much I love its thorough coverage of visual identification. But the book is a game changer in another way, too, providing the best tutorial in learning bird songs and calls I've ever seen, with liberal use of spectrographs of sounds called sonograms throughout. Many people find these graphs of sound scary and confusing. My trusty golden guide, the field guide I used in the 1970s when I started birding, is the only field guide I've ever seen that uses sonograms. I think the reluctance of people to use them kept other field guide authors from including them. I intuitively grasped many of the concepts way back then because I can read music, but it would have been enormously helpful for me when I was starting out to have read the Warbler Guide's 38-page tutorial, and also to have been able to see a lot of sonograms for each species to better grasp the many different songs a single bird can produce. The Warbler Guide tutorial explains how to go about learning warbler songs, interpreting the sonograms while listening to the exact corresponding sound via the Warbler Guide Song and Call Companion, available as a download for $5.99 via the Warbler Guide's webpage. I downloaded the companion, which has over 1,000 short sound files, and set it up in iTunes to play each sound on repeat until I advanced it manually to the next sound. Then I read the introductory section about learning warbler sounds while sitting at my computer with iTunes open. This was the perfect way to get a visceral appreciation of how to interpret the spectrographs of bird sounds and to get a far clearer, more objective understanding of what to listen for while identifying bird sounds than what field guides traditionally show. Even if you can't afford the $30 warbler guide, I strongly recommend checking it out of a library, paying the $6 to download the songs, and doing that tutorial. Learning what to listen for on warbler songs will make distinguishing the songs of other families much easier, too. After the basic tutorial on how to listen to warblers comes what the authors call their song finder, in which they group the sonograms of similar sounds together so you can see the spectrographs and read their clear explanations of the differences while you listen to the sounds. After you've gone through that amazingly in-depth but enjoyable tutorial, you can head straight to the individual species accounts. Just as the Warbler Guide provides visual comparisons for each bird, it provides sound comparisons too. The song treatment is extraordinary, covering the different types of songs, call notes, and nocturnal flight sounds for each species, along with similar-sounding vocalizations from other species. Again, downloading those sound files that provide extraordinary, in-depth coverage for each species. I would not recommend trying to read and listen to the entire Warbler Guide. After the initial tutorial, I'd prioritize the species by which you want to learn first. I got a free review copy of the field guide last year, but loved the book so much that I paid for a second copy when the authors were at the popular Ohio Birding Festival, the biggest week in American birding, this year, so I could get it autographed. Most of the early fall warblers have passed through the North Woods now, though as of September 15th, there's still a pretty good variety out there. This would be an excellent time to start reading the Warbler Guide and listening to the companion guide while you get more comfortable identifying palms, yellow-rumped, and whatever other species are still hanging out, and spend a rainy afternoon or evening on that tutorial at the beginning. Then keep thumbing through those species accounts now and then throughout the winter, listening to the corresponding companion songs, and by next spring, you'll be identifying warblers like a pro. You'll be so glad you did. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.